Hello, and welcome to everyone joining us on the second episode of our ICIS America's Hurricane Brief Series. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and if you still haven't listened to episode one, where we discuss the olefins and polyolefins markets, be sure to check it out by visiting icis.com for more info. In this series, we're recapping several markets in the wake of this overly active Atlantic hurricane season, one that hasn't been seen since 2005, when we were facing hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, to name a few. And really, the petrochemical industry hasn't seen a rough hurricane year like this since 2017, when Harvey hit Houston and the surrounding areas. So in this episode, we have a great mix of markets to discuss, including styrene from Adam Yanelli, propylene glycol and propylene oxide from Dennis Karai, and paraxylene from Antoinette Smith. Let's start off with styrene. Adam, seems like when Hurricane Laura hit the Texas-Louisiana border region, mostly in Lake Charles, that was the biggest hit for styrene production. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Thanks, Anna. You bet. The biggest impact from Hurricane Laura was certainly Westlake Styrene that has a plant in Lake Charles that went down and because of the lack of power there has been forced to declare force majeure on material for all the month of September. Now, Westlake is the smallest U.S. producer, and it exports about 85% of its production. So it is possible that that outage won't impact domestic supply as much. Another thing that would keep that from making a big impact is most U.S. producers were running at reduced rates. So there's likely available capacity if they needed to ramp up. INEOS Styrolution shut its two plants in the U.S. Gulf Coast as a precaution from the hurricane, but was able to restart them after a couple of days. Now, if Westlake is not up by the end of September, supply could tighten further because Cosmar, a joint venture between Total and SABIC, is taking one of its two units down in Carville, Louisiana for planned maintenance that is expected to last the end of October.
And how is demand holding up? And what has the Hurricane Laura aftermath done to pricing?
So demand has been mixed, but we have seen spot export prices hold relatively steady at around $600 a ton. Since July, and that was after recovering from a pretty significant crash in March and April that was caused by demand erosion from the coronavirus pandemic, as well as a crash in crude oil prices after a price war between OPEC and Russia. The tightening supply could be offset by overall soft demand as the economy continues to sputter in its restart after shutting down to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Unemployment numbers are still soft. The latest data showed that there's still 26 million people currently receiving some type of unemployment benefit, and the unemployment rate remains above 8%. Demand from downstream derivatives is mixed. Polystyrene and EPS account for about 2/3 of styrene demand. Polystyrene demand is lagging pre-COVID levels, but EPS demand is good and near the levels that it was at before the break. The weak return of auto demand is also weighing on derivatives such as ABS and SBR. Auto sales hit an all-time low in April, with demand getting slightly better since then. However, it remains weak. U.S. light vehicle sales fell by 11.2% year-on-year in July.
Thanks for the update, Adam. Now switching over to Dennis, can you give us an update on the markets you cover that have been most impacted by this hurricane season?
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Anna. The products that in my portfolio that have been the most impacted have been propylene glycol and propylene oxide. If the path had gone a little more to the west of Hurricane Laura, we would have seen a lot more facilities getting impacted, especially in the areas that are outlying areas of Houston. However, since it went further east than the models kind of initially expected, the hardest hit areas in my coverage areas were in Port Neches, Texas, which is where the Indorama facility is located. And for some listeners, they may remember that as the Huntsman facility, which Indorama purchased in the first quarter, among other assets. Both propylene glycol and propylene oxide are produced there, and those were the production of those have been impacted, and it's still being felt to this day, about 4 weeks later.
So can you tell us what happened a bit in Port Neches for that site?
Sure. So it was within the path of the hurricane that made landfall on August 27th, and there were power outages in the area. and other logistical concerns. In the past week or so, the company has said that the facility began to restart. Some portions began earlier than others, but they actually sent out a letter to the Thai Stock Exchange. It's a publicly traded company there, saying that the extent of the damage, saying that there was no long-term damage to the facility and that most of the units were beginning to restart. Now, in our estimates, the production should be back at some level very soon, but it'll take more time to get back to pre-hurricane levels. I've spoken with some sources really in the past couple of days who are hoping for some level of normalcy in early to mid-October, maybe in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And so looking at the PG and PO markets, how did this affect them?
Well, even before this issue, both PO and PG have seen prices soar in the past couple of months. It's been several reasons, including rising feedstock prices. Propylene has been up for a lot of the past, has been down for much of the past year, but in July it settled up 6 cents, settled up 3.5 cents in August. So there was already pressure on the market because that's a big determinant of pricing. So obviously supply has tightened as a result of Hurricane Laura in late August. And, you know, that's been the main thing. PO has risen by almost 8 cents in this 2 month period. MPG's overall rise has been a little bit less than that, but we were kind of tracking it between 5.5 and 7.5 cents. And then just as a heads up, there's been additional nominations for price increases for late September, possibility of up to 4 cents. Now, there's going to be some pushback, we think, but there was definitely an influence on this shortening supply that was happening with Indorama.
Yeah, certainly. Well, thanks for the update, Dennis. Antoinette, can you tell us a bit more about the MEG shortage and how it's affected the paraxylene or PX market?
Hi, Anna. As you know, monoethylene glycol, or MEG, and terephthalic acid, or PTA, which is a derivative of PX, are the two feedstocks for PET. And PET has been in high demand for most of this year because of the coronavirus and changing consumer behaviors. Now, when Hurricane Laura hit us 4 weeks ago, a third of MEG production was thrown offline, and that was at the same time planned maintenance was taking place at other MEG plants. Together, these account for about two-thirds of U.S. MEG production being unavailable all at once. And now it's been 4 weeks since the storm. Power's still being gradually restored, and it's expected to be complete by early to mid-October. Despite the lack of full power, companies are already making repairs to plants damaged by Laura, so that's already in progress, thankfully. Before the hurricane, PET production was already running hard and product was sold out, but now there's not enough MEG to make the PET. The subsequent production cuts have led PX to become slightly long due to lower demand, and this is causing production rates to be reduced further for PX. Now, before Laura, USPX production previously had been limited for several months due to very unfavorable margins and the availability of imports at reasonable price. Producers had been making only contractual amounts, and buyers are much more cautious about purchases right now with the economic downturn. They're evaluating them monthly rather than quarterly to keep costs in check and to limit waste. PX has been pretty illiquid for the past 18 months. There's really been almost no spot trade. But since Laura, it's gone completely silent. We haven't even seen bids and offers for the past few weeks. Looking ahead, we expect MEG supply to be recovered by early November. The plants will restart from turnaround, and Hurricane Laura damage will be repaired, and plants will be back online, and that will gradually improve availability. And when PET plants can get the feedstock they need from MEG, then PX demand should improve as well.
Well, thanks for the update. And yeah, while the typically busier time for hurricane season has taken place, hurricane season for the Atlantic area it continues until November 30th. So while we all hope to not have any more, we're not done with hurricane season yet. So definitely something to keep an eye on for all of our markets. Well, thank you, Adam, Dennis, and Antoinette for joining me on this episode. And thanks to everyone who listened in today. Be sure to check back for another episode of Hurricane Briefs in the coming days. You can find out more info on our website at icis.com. Stay safe.